The Susan G. Komen Foundation, the country's leading breast cancer advocacy group, has issued an apology and a reversal of its decision to cut most of its funding to Planned Parenthood. The announcement came in a statement in which the group said it would amend its new criteria, which now bars grants to organizations under investigation, to say that those investigations must be criminal and conclusive to disqualify groups. Washington Post healthcare reporter Lena Sun is with us. And Lena, this is all just happening. But do you get the sense that the Komen Foundation was reacting to the backlash it was getting?
Oh, yes. There's no question about it. They, I think, were overwhelmed and surprised by how this played out. And I think that they did not handle the way this decision was made publicly. They didn't handle it well at all. And part of the reason I think that there's been such a strong backlash is because it's still unclear, even with this latest statement, about what exactly will go to Planned Parenthood. They didn't say, yes, you know, we're going to fund Planned Parenthood. What they said was, okay, we've changed the criteria, so if you're under investigation, you will be disqualified, but only if it's criminal or conclusive in nature.
So we don't know where it's going to go from there. Yeah, but the tone of the letter, you know, definitely is apologetic. We want to apologize to the American people for recent decisions that cast doubt on our commitment to our mission. And this all sparked up, we should remind people, because the Komen Foundation board member John Raffaele had said the charity was worried that an investigation of Planned Parenthood by a Republican congressman would damage Komen's credibility. But critics thought all along it was to damage Planned Parenthood, which does provide abortions, and those critics cited the hiring of the new vice president, the Georgia Republican Karen Handel, who ran for governor on a platform that emphasized defunding Planned Parenthood. So, you know, what did Komen say about some of those political charges?
Now, Komen has said that there was never a political issue, that not political pressure, and in fact, their latest statement today still leaves some doubt, some ambiguity, because just yesterday they had said the real reason this had happened is because they wanted to change the way they funded their grantees, funded providers, and they didn't want to send money to people who didn't provide direct breast cancer screening services. So this doesn't address that because, you know, Planned Parenthood still does not provide mammograms on site. They refer out to other clinics. So it's still unclear, and I think that they just have not done a really good job of getting their message out and explaining to people why they did what they did.
Yeah. And the sentence, by the way, regarding Planned Parenthood says that we will continue to fund existing grants, including those of Planned Parenthood, and preserve their eligibility to apply for future grants. So, as you say, that's a little bit hazy right now. But meanwhile, Sarah Wheat, who's interim CEO of Planned Parenthood in the Austin area, said her office was tearing up over the news. But anti-abortion groups are not happy. How do you think this is going to play out?
I don't know. I mean, I just think that they've always been under pressure because they gave grants to Planned Parenthood. And sometime last year, they decided that they needed to sort of deal with this issue. And then this grant-making change was announced. And when they announced the grant-making change, it was explained that Planned Parenthood would be the one that would be impacted. And I think they're now getting buffeted on both sides. They're sort of damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Yeah. Well, and some, like I'm thinking of the Boston Globe, which wrote an editorial, you know, critical of Komen's move, but also saying, look, if you are going to take a stand, at least say, be willing to admit that you're taking a position, pro-life, pro-choice, either way, say it. As you said, the group is getting buffeted from all sides.
Right. And I think they want to make clear, their board members, everybody feels like they don't want to become political. They only want to deal with breast cancer screenings. And unfortunately, they feel like that every time, they feel like they've been pulled into that by both sides, by what's happened.
Washington Post healthcare reporter Lena Sun on the news just today that the Susan G. Komen Foundation has apologized and seemed to have reversed its decision to cut funding to Planned Parenthood. We'll continue to follow this for you. Lena, thanks so much.
Thank you.